The Unalaska High School gym was filled to near capacity for the Unalaska Corporation's annual banquet, which followed the Native Corporation's 38th annual shareholders meeting held Saturday in the Grand Aleutian Hotel. During the meeting, two longtime directors retired. They were Gert Svarny and Nina Mathy. Elected to replace them were Brenda Krukoff and Sandra Moeller, who will begin serving three-year terms on the nine-person board. After Father Andrew Kashavarov led the prayer to give thanks for the food,
the treasury of blessings and the giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every impurity and save our souls, O good one.
Throngs lined up to enjoy a lavish banquet in an informal atmosphere with food and song. Longtime director Nikolai Lekhanov was feted for celebrating his 86th birthday. Local crooner Frank Kelty helped carry the tune. Entertainment was provided by the McCracken brothers. Andrew McCracken played guitar while his two teenage sons, 14-year-old Cole and 12-year-old Connor, blazed away on fiddle and mandolin. 3-year-old Clayton, dressed to the nines, bopped along with a ukulele strumming in time. OC is one of the major landowners on Unalaska Island. The Federal Bureau of Land Management has conveyed at least 112,000 acres of land on Unalaska, Amaknak, and Sedanka Islands. Much of the land is on steep terrain and unsuitable for development, though OC also has prime holdings within the city of Unalaska. Its stated policy, as noted in the community's comprehensive plan adopted this year, is to lease, but never sell, land to commercial interests. In Unalaska, I'm Jacob Resnick.